Credit card debt is hitting American families like a wrecking ball, with our families already being hammered by skyrocketing fuel prices, the subprime mortgage mess. We have seen credit card debt go up almost 25% in the last 3 years. Now, I have brought to the floor today, Mr. President, a typical credit card agreement that millions of our citizens enter into. And it is 44 pages long, Mr. President. You can't see it, obviously, from the chair, but it goes on and on and on with small print. And it is very obvious to me, Mr. President, that buried in all of this legalese, buried in all of this technical jargon, is a variety of sneaky terms that end up hurting consumers because it's not possible to really understand what is in much of the key provisions of these agreements. So I am proposing today, with the support of our colleague, Senator Obama from Illinois, that the Federal Reserve, which has great expertise in this area, set up a safety rating system for credit cards. Not one that evaluates credit card, companies on provisions that are appropriately evaluated in the marketplace, but on safety matters. For example, whether or not a credit card company gives the consumer adequate notice before they change terms. Whether, for example, they highlight the key kinds of changes rather than bury them in the small print. Such a system has worked quite well for new cars. When you have a rating system for cars, people can understand how they would be protected in a crash. The legislation that I'm offering them will tell people whether or not credit card companies are treating them fairly and disclosing the key provisions so that a free market can work. So under the rating system that I proposed today with Senator Obama, it would be possible for credit card companies to put on the card itself, put on the various promotional materials that they're using, stars which in effect would be granted on the basis of the Federal Reserve's independent judgment as to whether the key safety criteria are being met. So I'm not proposing heavy-handed regulation. I'm not proposing one-size-fits-all government. I'm proposing that an agency with the expertise to make sure that there's disclosure, that the forms and agreements are printed in simple English, that that kind of information be rewarded in the marketplace, and if companies are not willing to do it, that the American people could find that out as well. That's the kind of simple, straightforward approach, disclosure, transparency, simple English that makes sense for the digital age. When the Federal Reserve completes the first safety rating, all Americans could get that kind of information quickly and conveniently. That's what's in the interest of the American people with respect to this credit card debt issue at a critical time, Mr. President. I hope my colleagues will support the legislation I introduced today with Senator Obama.